Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Season 3, episode 16. We're almost done with this season. I'm over my mid hump, my mid-season hump a little bit.
We're at the end.
Now. Oh, you're right. This is the end.
I think we have 18 episodes this season.
I'm over it. I'm like, I'm fine. I want to just get to, I'm like excited.
This wedding was a nice, like oasis a little bit. Yes. It was outside of everything else
I didn't have as many notes because it was very just like
dancing.
Look at
Sheena's
them.
Sheena's upset.
I also laughed a lot because I thought this was funny.
I just really love weddings. I think weddings are so fun. Like I was kind of like at this wedding and I was
I loved this wedding. Okay guys, so check us out on the A&M podcast network. We also have our Summer House podcast, Summer Is Fun, and One Season Wonders, the show where Meredith and I watch a show that has only one season and talk about it. Also join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. We've had a few additions this week, so congrats.
I think everybody's on baby watch because we're in the past.
We'll get to that. I'll explain on our Patreon the timing. But also follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasto. So far, we have had 3 famous likes: Christina Kelly, Peter, and Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House. So congrats to us. That's amazing. I continue to plan to get their likes.
Affection.
I want them to notice
their digital affection.
Also, Patreon, join it, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you, you can get for $1 a month. You can get access to our pre-show where you can get to know Meredith and I a lot better. If you want to join us in the Hamptons, you should probably check out our pre-show.
Figure out why we're in the Hamptons and go join our pre-show.
Why are we even going to the Hamptons? You'll also get access to any episode that we record early. So, Meredith and I just started March. Happy March, Meredith. Yay. We've made it this far. You guys are listening to this probably end of summer.
I don't even know what time of the year it is.
Summer is over for you, probably. Let me guess. You're probably vaccinated. Everyone's tan and hot. COVID is maybe-ish a thing of the past, but we're probably still wearing
masks. I think we're starting the summer. Like we're at like June.
Oh my God. Happy June. It doesn't even matter because you missed out. You could have had this episode 3 months earlier. Sad on you. But then for $2 a month, you'll get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you'll get access to our after show, which is where Meredith and I do spoilers, because we are doing these podcasts spoiler free, but we know what happens because we cannot just watch one season of a show and not binge. So that's where we do our after show. And then we will also say your name on the podcast. So hello to Mariah and Tracy and Dustin and Jackie.
Woo!
Our favorites. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get to ask us any questions for our after show or our current show. Mostly I just do this with live shows because I think that's more interesting. So I usually post the week of a live or the day before a live show, ask for some comments and I get them. And those are the people we hear from. So if you're not doing that, you don't get our thoughts. So sorry. Or we don't get your thoughts. We don't care about them. Well, we do, but you should pay for them. No, I'm just kidding. But we'll also pick a patron of the episode, which, because we have 2 $5 a month patrons, we would only pick one at a time. But because they're married, we give them a shout out. So we would like to thank Jackie and Dustin again.
A couple of the episode.
Our parents of the podcast. We love them so much. They're coming to the Hamptons with us. You're not. Okay, so Meredith, are you mixing it up?
Yes, I've had a really long day and immediately I poured myself a nice margarita in my new wine glasses.
Oh my God, those are really nice.
They're like the Estelle colored glasses that are all over Instagram. I got them for Christmas.
Oh my God, you're so fancy, bitch. Yes.
I know.
I am drinking a strawberry Truly tea, which I think is the worst flavor out of all of them, but I'm at the last of the case, so I just got to drink what's left. So I'm going to, I am celebrating my new job. Listen to the free show if you want to know more.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one. Nice.
All right, let's do it. By the way, this is my second one. So let's get into the episode, Ring on a String.
Ooh,
my ooh, favorite. Ooh. I, as soon as I saw the title, I was like, I know exactly what happens. Okay. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, we are getting ready for Sheena's wedding. Kristen got fired from Sir. Kristen is still obsessed with Tom. Katie knows that Schwartz fucked up and she needs to stand up for herself. Jax wants to get with Carmen, but Carmen is doing everything in her power to not get with Jax. Sheena's wedding actually happened despite all the mishaps. Shay cried. Sheena cried. We all cried. Happy love, everyone.
Woo! We're back at the ceremony. They're walking out hand in hand.
We are in love. We are married. We do a Sir photo. Did you notice that?
Yes. So also, Kristen is like sobbing.
Oh my God. Kristen cannot handle herself. She's so happy. It's perfect because Sheena's faithful and Shay kisses her ass. And if I know anything about happy relationships, which is nothing, this sounds right. So Sheena also tells Lisa, Sheena's like, oh my God, Lisa, listen to all these fiascos that happened. The song didn't play right. And I like, wasn't ready. And then Tina had to start again. And Lisa's like, literally wasn't a big deal. No one noticed. Like,
get over
congratulations.
It.
Happy congratulations.
Let's go party.
So then we do the cocktail hour. I cannot get over how hot Lisa looks.
I know. We get like Nathalie and Guillermo and Diana and Lisa talking.
Diana!
And like, this is, I know, I saw Diana and I was like, here we
Diana
go.
And Nathalie. Lisa tells Nathalie that Sheena's settlement paid for the wedding. And Lisa said, I would do a nosedive on the pavement to pay for this too. So this had to be the tooth settlement. It had to be.
Okay. But had to be the tooth settlement. I think the ankle one was the slip and fall on.
Why would they say a nosedive?
That's true. Maybe. Okay. She maybe fell, it's the tooth.
God, she falls too much. okay. And then we get James talking to Matt, who's a former Sir server, and they cheers to James potentially being next.
Which, jokes. Okay. Out of everybody in this group, really? James is like 21, isn't he here?
Yeah. You have Katie and Tom. You have Tom and Ariana. Ariana doesn't even want to get married. And I think she's getting married before James.
I was about to say, at where James is sitting at in this moment, I don't think James
I think
is going to
Jax
be next.
And Carmen are getting married before James.
Anyone. Anyone.
Jesus. But they're not because James loves Kristen, but Kristen doesn't show him the same love because Kristen keeps texting Tom and that's all James wants is for her to stop texting Tom, but that's a lot to ask.
He's like,
I don't know.
It's sad that he has to phrase it. I wish she would just cut Tom off. Not like, this is ridiculous. I'm done. She won't cut Tom off. It's like, I wish she would.
Also, we meet Trevor, who's Kristen's trainer, and I totally remember this dude doing karate kicks in his backyard.
I think this that was dude. On the Secrets Revealed or some extra clip or like one of those 90-second clips. We got them working out. And I was
because
like,
we were like,
familiar.
Kristen. Yeah, we remember we were like, Kristen could beat the shit out of both of us. I'm like, not trying to fuck with that. Okay, Sheena and Shay do their cute little photo shoot. And then we get Kristen and Lisa coming face to face.
This was awkward. The walk up and she squeezes Ken's arm. Did you notice that? She just like goes, hey, so, doesn't say hi to Lisa, squeezes Ken's arm and then turns around and goes, oh, hey.
So we're not going to relive how awkward this is, but I wrote down a few quotes that kind of captures the whole thing if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So Kristen starts out with, lovely to see you here. And Lisa responds with, so what are you doing now? Kristen goes, living life, having a great time. I should have quit Sir a long time ago. Next conversation. Kristen goes, you never liked me. And Lisa goes, I don't like your attitude. To which Kristen responds, our personal relationships are really none of your business. And you don't even know me as a person. Fun. Last part of this that I got was, Lisa says, it's going to be a lovely evening. Don't let anything spoil it. Kristen says, I could say the same to you. And Lisa says, don't worry, I'm not looking for trouble. And then they hug.
The tone of reading hugs. That.
And then Kristen awkwardly hugs Lisa. Lisa does not hug back.
No.
And
There were so many things off. Where I'm like, Kristen, you just like live in an alternate reality. The hug was the number one.
She's like, goodbye. I love the don't let anything spoil your lovely evening. To which Kristen goes, I could say the same to you. Like, what the fuck?
She says it like in that tone too. I could say the same to you.
That's why it was very condescending. And I felt like I had to read it like that. I have a lot of quotes this episode just to like capture the moment. So I hope you enjoyed that.
Oh, can't wait.
So then we are in LA. We get a flash to LA. We're at a taco lounge, which sounds like my kind of fucking place.
I know. I was like, shit, I want to go to dinner here.
Sassy and Christina meet up for lunch. They do a shot to celebrate Sheena's wedding. Haha. They see pictures of Sheena's crop top dress. Sassy exactly paraphrases Mean Girls by saying, this is the ugliest effing wedding dress I've ever seen in my entire life, which is basically Regina George saying that's the ugliest effing skirt she's ever seen. So not original.
I don't even think she meant to.
She tried, but that just shows you how mean.
Katie's the one who, because at the end of the episode, we hear that Katie sent Christina the picture. Katie send these pictures to Christina?
I don't know if these were posted or Katie sent them, because the one that we saw Sheena in, it looked like it was posted. Like, I don't know how Katie would have gotten that angle, because it was literally a selfie of Sheena.
But
Sassy also describes it as a skanky girl's quinceañera, and she has so much makeup on. I know it's like your wedding day. Try not to look like a hooker.
I didn't understand that because, okay, I'm not someone who wears a lot of makeup to begin with, like a lot of stuff, but they really do you up. Well, they really do you up for weddings. Like when my sister got married, my sister wears zero makeup and she wore like tons of makeup. Just because when you hire a makeup artist, they're going to do it all.
It's because you want enough makeup to last all night. You're not just going to put a little mascara on to make it last 12 hours. That's not going to work. You got to cake that shit on. So when you sweat off the first layer, there's a second one.
And Sheena said when she was sitting in the chair, this has to last me till like 3 a.m.
Yeah, she's got to keep going. And you know what? She woke up with makeup on. So
that's true.
And then they comment on Lisa's bondage gown. Look. I don't mind them giving their opinion, but it just doesn't sound great. It's very Mean Girl-esque, right?
Yeah, but
it's
that's the mood of their lunch. They're the ones not invited to the wedding. I don't really mind this Mean Girl shit, because when you're not invited to something, it's like, well, F you
that's
guys.
True.
Like,
you just, I'm going
to
make fun of it.
You're trying to make yourself feel better in a way. Not that they like truly are dying to be there, but it's like, we're the ones left out. So like, let's have our fun.
That's very true.
Christina, I'm going to do this all my friends are invited to a wedding in the spring, and I'm going to do this shit for sure. I'm going to
make fun of
friends with the guy who's getting married, but I'm like, let's have a day where it's like, we're doing something fun and they are jealous. They're not at it.
Well, do better than just a taco lounge.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to do a whole bar crawl at this.
Yeah. But Stassi's mainly sad. She's missing out on an open bar, but she has her pride. Which, whatever, shows. But cheers to the crop top. So now we're at the wedding reception. It's a beautiful wedding, and it kind of makes Katie think of her own wedding. And Schwartz saw Shay up at the altar, and he can picture himself up there. Are they next? Yeah.
Listen, do you think the first person to get married gets people like thinking like, oh, I could do this?
Yeah, I think it's like the first person in your group to have a baby, then everyone's like, baby fever.
It's like, okay, this if you can do this, fever. I can do this.
Yeah, straight up wedding fever. Also, really quick. So last episode, we did ask Jackie and Dustin, like, did your wedding cost $90,000? She gave us the exact cost on Patreon, like, but you know what? It was under $90,000, way under $90,000. But her dress cost $250, which is amazing.
Oh, wow.
They paid for it all themselves. So they had control over it. And the invite said, Dustin and Jackie invite you to their wedding, which pissed off Jackie's mom.
Her parents. Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Parents. But they paid zero. So I got you, girl. But they renewed their vows 5 years in Vegas and 10 years in Lake Tahoe.
I love our parents.
Parents are so cute and in love. I love it. Okay. Sorry. We're back. So Jackie, I'm sure your wedding was just as nice and you did it on less than a waitress salary, it sounds like.
Well, I bet it also went better because she didn't have this shitty wedding coordinator.
Oh my God. Sheena's trying to explain her entrance, right? It's a whole fucking choreographed thing. And I don't think the wedding coordinator completely understands how anal Sheena is about it.
I agree. Also, I didn't think this was that complicated. This is the thing that like made me so much more confused because I understand how the Tina thing could happen, like by happenstance, mm-hmm. you know, like Tina thought she got a signal or the wedding coordinator thought she was supposed to give the signal. But like, this seems like it was, should have been discussed with the DJ though.
Yeah. I don't think the wedding coordinator, like the wedding coordinator was probably like, okay, play one song and then play another song. And the DJ was like, I'm just going to play this song. Like, you know,
whatever
just,
I want.
The DJ should have known. But really quick, can we talk about Jax and Carmen?
Oh my God.
So Jax tells Carmen he loves her and then kisses her on the cheek. And Carmen swerves so freaking hard. And then Jax explains that he isn't pursuing her, but he's not pursuing her.
This is the problem with him, though, is that he's not truly dedicated to her. Like, that's what she knows. She can see through his bullshit now.
Because then Vale's here, obviously, because Vale's invited. And obviously, all the Sir people are at the same table. I don't understand why, like, whatever. And Jax immediately kind of looks Vale up and down in front of Carmen. So Carmen's obviously like, what the fuck? And Jax is like, why are you mad at me? I didn't make the seating chart. Vale's not sitting at my table, Earl,
is my problem is he thinks that Carmen's mad because Vale's around.
Vale's around.
Because she saw him look her up and down.
No. Which is, he's like, boys, why are you mad at me? I can't help it. Oh my God, boys are so stupid. Except Dustin.
We see fucking everything. Yeah.
So now it's time for entrances. Are you ready? The DJ presses play. Oh my God, it's Sheena's song. He played the wrong song. She knows immediately. Sheena has choreographed particular moves to a particular part of the song, just like she did with her wedding. 24
seconds in, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
And the DJ messed everything up and the wedding coordinator is not fixing it. In the meanwhile, everyone else is going out without a hitch. Tom and Ariana steal the show. So cute. I thought their entrance was better than Sheena and Shay's, honestly.
I agree.
So fucking adorable.
But we'll talk about Sheena and Shay's in a minute.
So in the back though, Sheena, this is ruined. There's not even a point to walk out. They should just leave now. The wedding's canceled. Oh my God. She's not going to go. And Jax is like, you know what? I know what they're going to do. They're going to play Good as Gold as soon as Sheena walks out, which would have been amazing. Why didn't Jax plan this wedding?
Honestly. Why? But okay. Her mom, whenever she's freaking out, her mom's like, I'm not your wedding coordinator, which I'm like, this mom knows what's happening. Like,
yeah, sorry.
Also, it seems like the wedding coordinator can't really walk out anywhere else because you clearly can't walk out those doors where the bridal party's coming out.
Well, she's not going to go all the way around to tell the
dude. Yeah,
the
song's this just over seems like, by then. Well, it just seems like there's no real like big solution because the wedding coordinator is texting the DJ. The DJ's clearly doing his shit, not looking at his phone. So just give up on your song and walk out.
No one knows what you've choreographed. Yeah. I don't even remember the song. Again, I don't know the words.
Couldn't tell you.
Literally, I even looked out for it and I still don't remember.
Well, okay, hold on. So the DJ cuts it, gets the silence. Text, restarts. And then it's like, your bride and groom, whatever. And they walk out to the song.
Sheena is literally like, wait, I can't go out yet. I have to wait 24 seconds. And I was like, just walk out the freaking door at this point. Because again, everyone's wondering where the fuck Sheena is because the song's
again, we get a cut again on the music. But she walk out. I didn't see any dance moves. I saw them like lifting their hands in the air.
I literally wrote down, this choreographed dance isn't really a dance. They just jump and pump their fist.
We're just jumping and waving our arms in the air.
Sheena basically walks out. The song is playing. Her and Shay do not even, they like maybe go hand in hand, but then Shay pumps one fist and Sheena bounces like up jumping. And down with her bouquet in the air. But I hated it because she walks out and she goes, are you ready? Like they're about to fucking bust a move.
I thought they were going to do something.
Her ass just jumps like a fucking bunny. Shay does not lift a foot. At the end of the 25 seconds, they then kiss and it's the end. I thought Ariana and Tom had a better entrance.
Theirs was more like choreographed in quotes.
Straight up, what was the point of this? You could have done that to literally any song. I don't know what the, it would have been better if Sheena did it to her own
song. If you cut all the drama out, I wouldn't have known there was a prop. No. Like, I would have thought like, oh, or if she wouldn't have told me there was any choreography and there was like a problem or like anything. This just looks like they just walked out. Like this doesn't make sense.
None of it. It was useless. Don't choreograph your entrance. You're fine. You're fucking, it's fine.
Listen, here's the thing. Nobody's that good of a dancer unless you're a professional dancer. My sage advice is nobody choreographs.
Do you think Shay's going to be able to keep up? Please, please.
Either you have to do a full on dance alone for your first dance or don't even just like bob up and down.
Don't bop like that. No, just do a cute little twirl kiss.
Well, bop like that, but don't call it choreography. Like,
I was hoping he was going to spin her around. Like they were going to interact.
I thought they were going to do a dip. Yeah.
Didn't interact. Horrible. But Jax really loves this wedding. This is his first wedding. He's trying to kiss because you're supposed to kiss at weddings. Carmen's not kissing though. So he's pissed, but he's trying to kiss. He's trying to party at his wedding. Sheena's inspired him. He has wedding fever, this dude, but like a different kind. He doesn't want to be in the wedding. He just wants to be at the wedding.
I can't believe this is his first wedding ever.
Yeah, he's like 40.
Like, don't you have family members?
Did no one in your family get married?
Has no one in your family? She's not married yet. Or like, not yet.
Does she ever get married?
I think it happens later down the road in like the time frame of life. But yeah,
don't worry, that's not a spoiler. It literally never matters if she's married or not. Okay, so we have our first dance. It's so cute, right? They're crying. We're all crying watching it. Sheena and Shay are in love. During the dance, Jax asked Carmen if she wants to slow dance. At one point, I was like, I hope he doesn't mean during this dance. I hope he means in general.
Gets the idea behind a first dance.
I hope so. So he's like, hey, Carmen, will you slow dance with me? And Carmen's like, oh, we're going to dance. And Jax is like, yeah, who else would I dance with? Vale.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh man, this dude.
This is where, okay, if there's any guys out there listening, which I doubt besides our friend Dustin, our parent Dustin, note to boys, when girls are being short with you, this does not mean joke around, especially by dropping the name of the girl, why they're pissed at you.
I know Vale's not technically an ex, but don't bring up your ex ever. Cause that's,
don't
that's
bring up this. Girl, like girls that you in theory would be interested in. It's not like he's bringing up Kristen, you know?
Let's make it even worse though. So now Carmen's visibly pissed. So he then grabs her face to try and kiss her, to which she tries to again, push him off. And she says, no, stop. And he keeps trying to grab her and this eventually then goes
forcibly kissing somebody.
And then he backs away and he's like, you're not going to kiss me? What? Like,
Jax is the epitome of what not to do always.
Sir, you can ask a girl to slow dance. That was the only thing he did right. That was it.
Yes. And being like, what? You don't want to slow dance with me? That was fine. It just really went downhill at the name drop of Vale.
Let me kiss you to make it up. And she's like, what the fuck?
The last thing I want to do is kiss a boy who brought up another girl's name.
So then Sheena's gonna break the ice though, because it turns into a twerk dance, which is again her twerking and Shay standing there
not even full twerking because she says she left room in that dress, but it's like it's clearly a booty pop, you're just like moving your body again.
it's a white girl booty pop where you just like slightly will do it and in you're a like very trying.
Tight dress.
Who the hell thinks that Shay can dance at all? Who choreographed anything for this man? Who the hell?
She's the type of dancer I am. You like move. You like have one arm in the air. You have a few moves. You can like sway.
You're
back
holding
and
a
forth.
Drink. Yeah, you have three good.
I'm
moves,
literally doing
right?
this with a drink in my hand.
You do the sway back and forth. Yeah. Where you just step.
You're like a group dancer.
The one hand in the air. Yeah, and then you could probably do like a quick spin to like, you know, spin around. You're like,
some finger guns.
Finger guns. But that's it.
Alicia and I just had a really great dance. No music. I have a drink in my hand. A few snaps is really that.
You look like a big snapper. You're like a dad dancer. You're just snapping finger guns.
I'm
sweating. Okay, so It's my favorite part of any wedding. The food. Hell yeah. The best part about the food is that Tom Sandoval's in the wedding party, so he gets to get the food first, and he gets to eat away from Kristen and James. It's like the best of fucking both worlds. This is what I want.
Screw your friends getting married, that being the best part of the wedding. If I'm
ever in a wedding, my two criteria are I want to eat first, and I want to sit away from everyone I hate. Those are my two. This is my dream.
You got to be in every wedding party then, because that is exactly what happens.
So James is turning up. This bro, he is having what you do at a wedding, right? Open bar, James. Well,
he also has the like personal problems that are going on to fuel just let's drink, let's rage tonight, and then has the added benefit of having an open bar.
If he wasn't in a bad personal situation, this would be the level I would want to be at, right? You're just hammered at a party.
Yeah, but take it down a few notches because you're minusing the personal problems. Because then
the other problem is that he will not drink water and he will not eat food, which is the opposite of what I would do, because I would eat that whole fucking buffet if I'm drunk.
Whenever I drink, I hate eating. I just like, I'm already full on like the liquid in me. So you have to eat before you get hammered.
Like, yes, you have to eat while you're like kind of sipping. Yeah. But then once you do the shots, it's game downhill. Over. So we're at the table. Kristen, Jax, Carmen, and James are all sitting at the same table along with Vale, I would presume, and Katie and Tom, but that's whatever.
Peter, I think, yeah.
But so Jax and Carmen get up, and I think they're going to get
food. We're finally going to dance.
I thought we were going to get food, but.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? They're walking away.
They get up, and James goes, "Oh, are all the couples going for a dance? Take Kristen too, Jax." To which Kristen then is like, "James is such a stubborn little drunk." And I'm like, ooh, this.
Do you think he said this because of the Jax Kristen hookup, or is it just because it was timely?
I thought it was timely, but I would love if it was the hookup.
I think that was convenient. So
funny. That's funny. That's great. Sheena welcomes everyone and thanks them for coming. But we have a rule, no drinks on the dance floor, because Sheena has already lost a tooth by slipping and we just can't have that again. She knows. Which is again why I was like, is the tooth thing the settlement?
Well, this is so forcibly said that I'm like, there's a nice way to say things, but she's dragging this out of being like, just listen, if you could just follow. And I'm like, just say it once. And
meanwhile,
move on. This is awkward.
I'd like to say, meanwhile, she was on the dance floor saying this, and right next to her, Shay was drinking a drink. So
that little bitch. I wish we would have gotten some producers pointing out drinks on the dance floor throughout the night.
Oh, that would have been awesome. So then we get a Peter sighting, and at first I was just like, oh my God, Peter sighting, but we get a little bit of Peter because he's flirting with Vale, and she's flirting back. Which is
wild to me.
She's flirting back. Because, but she does listen, say, hold on.
Would you agree the date they went on did not go well?
Oh, it was awful.
Were in that position as the girl, would you continue to flirt with the guy?
Avoid.
I really thought we would just like not do this.
I think she thinks Peter's hot, and she does. She admits that. She's like, Peter's hot and I'm going to flirt with him. I think he's just undateable because he's awful at dates, but he's a hot dude at a wedding. What else are we going to do?
And she's probably Jax drunk.
Jax is taken. Peter is here. He's looking like a pirate. True.
Jax would be like number one in her moment to flirt with.
Well, flirt with, because she's not going to sleep with him either.
But she's not going to sleep with Peter, she said.
No. But, he's busting out of that shirt. That dude is so fucking big, muscular, and like he's a big.
It's because he's strategic. He buys shirts that are too small.
Dude works out. Okay, so Carmen then comes into contact with James, and James is hammered. So Carmen's like, "Hey, James, go get some enchiladas." And I was like, "Oh my God, tacos! Where are we, a Mexican?
This is great."
But nothing works to get James to drink some water or eat anything. Ugh, we'll get back to him. Katie and Tom discuss their wedding. They want to have a decade by decade kind of music tour, which I like this. You like start in the 70s and you slowly go up.
But Tom did bring up a good point. Where do you end? Like
the late 2000s. because that's when you're going to be hammered, and that's when all like the bum 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 bum.
I think you got to mix in different decades. I don't think you can start with like the 70s and go to certain, because Tom said, what about today's music? Like, in theory, if you went old, like oldies to new.
This is kind of genius, because as I get drunker, I want to booty pop to Lil Jon and fucking Eminem.
But at some point, you got to play some like normal, like the music that's happening at the time, or like mix in like, mix in the decades, and the DJ could just be like, it is now the 70s. And then you could go to like 2000s.
I like to have a trial wedding where I can see how, if I should line my decades up or mix them up, because I think it'd be fun to line them up. Who's going to dance to 70s music?
No one. It's all disco. Sims can add a feature into their video game where you can live out your
badass
wedding.
Badass. So Katie doesn't obsess over her wedding. She's on Pinterest. She has a few things picked out. I think we're all like that.
Thought through it.
I'm not obsessed with my wedding, but I know for sure I'm having a destination wedding, and I know for sure I'm not going to have cake. I'm going to have a donut wall. Yeah, but
Katie has like 40 different options of weddings.
Yeah, sometimes she wants summer, spring. I'm also going to do fall because I sweat too much, so and I hate the winter. So you mix it. But Katie's different every day, which I appreciate. But okay, so this is when Schwartz is like, hey, Katie, can I talk to you? Yeah, oh my God. So Schwartz and Katie sit down, and Schwartz says that he knows Katie deserves better than what he's been giving her. And he has wedding fever, and he tells her she looks smoking hot. He apologizes for being a douchebag, and he's got her a little something to show her how much he loves her. Tell you what it is. Yeah. Really quick. I think it's super tacky to propose at weddings.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I was either way, this is bad.
But either way. Do you think Schwartz understands that?
No. No. Boys are idiots. No. Didn't we already discuss that boys are idiots?
I'm a little actually nervous. So, like, Katie knows this doesn't happen.
Yeah. In my head, I'm like, okay, if Katie wants the ring, it's like, fine. No matter if she wants it or not. A, it's tacky to propose at weddings. B, if it's not the ring, Katie's going to be pissed. And C, even if it is the ring, Katie doesn't want to say she got engaged at someone else's wedding.
No.
It's just bad. It's all bad.
It makes bad your people. Story about someone else in my mind.
Yeah. But Meredith, we don't have to worry, because he did not propose. He gave her a ring on a string.
He like pulls it out and he's like, it's a ring. It could be nicer, but it's a ring.
He goes, it's rose gold. You like that?
It's like funny. He like in his mind is like, got it. Like, she likes rose gold. But we're like,
gold.
He wants a ring, a real ring, not a ring on a string.
And he says, it's not the engagement ring that she deserves. But in the meantime, he wants her to know that he is serious and he loves the shit out of her. Listen up. If you tell me I deserve a ring and you are and you serious.
Said, in the meantime, though,
you give me a ring on a string. You're not that serious, bro. You're not that serious.
Here's the thing is, you better be giving me a real ring and a week's time. Something like where you're like, I love you so much. I don't think we should get engaged at a wedding. So here we go. Get your nails ready. That's what it should
be. His ass should have straight up been like, it's getting resized. So in the meantime, here's your ring on a string.
Like, this is happening like, very
literally
quickly.
Anything. Yes.
Anything not else. To jump ahead, but when Lisa and Katie talk later on, Lisa makes a good point. If this is 6 months in a year, I still don't want this, but this makes of sense. This is kind of like a promise ring.
I hate you so promise much. Rings.
I do too, but I get the sentiment worst. Behind it.
Yeah, I get it. Can I just
we're
say
in
so?
In college, like, we shouldn't get married.
Side note, my roommate and I are watching Southern Charm, and one of the guys, Craig, gives a promise ring to his girlfriend, Naomi, and literally says, adults. Like, we're going to get married, but just for now. And she loves it. And I was like, I would punch this dude in the face and move the fuck out of this house. Like, and it was the biggest, ugliest fucking ring. Sorry, side note, but I get it. Promise rings, fine. That's something
the
you do, I think,
cute.
Personally, in like high school or even end of college. Like, I'm not trying to get engaged right after college. So here's a promise ring to be like, we are going to be together, but we're going to chase our dreams or some shit. Like, fine. Don't be like, we're living together. We have a dog together. We are basically engaged already. Here's a ring on a string to tell you. Right? I'm promising.
The only way I would do this is Gossip Girl ring on a string. As if it's like a, that one wasn't like a family thing,
but that was if again,
like he wanted to give me a family ring, like that would be our engagement ring. But like, you can't wear it
to me. That was very much, we're chasing our own dreams. Mm-hmm. Like they were long distance, even though they weren't, but Gossip Girl, you can hop on a plane anytime you want. But like, they were basically doing long distance. They were like, once we can get together, we will be engaged. I get that. If I'm in New York and my
husband, but it better be my legit California, engagement ring.
Yeah. Just put it on a string. And then once we get engaged, we'll throw that baby on the thing. No, this is just rose gold shit on a string.
A piece of trash ring.
So then it gets better because Katie's looking at it and he goes, come here, and then puts it on her. And she's like, oh no. So she starts tearing up and he goes, do you hate it? And I was like, yeah. Was that a question?
Also, the more you try and hold emotions like that in, the more they just start flowing. It's like she was trying to be nice and hold it in. You can kind of tell.
This bitch hates it so much. She starts crying to the point her nose is red.
And she's like, we clearly have more issues than I thought we did.
Towards those, I thought this was going in a different direction. Like he did not know this would be so bad.
He was like, got it. And Katie's like, holy fuck, we need to break up.
And then in his interview, he goes, I've shown some poor judgment.
He's like, I clearly have no clue what's going on.
Katie's point though, is that like, if he thinks it's okay at this point, to give me a ring on, if he thinks at this point in our relationship, they're years in, they live together. Like I said, they own a dog. They're
4 years in. I think honestly five. She's 30 years old.
They've talked about engagement. They've talked about having a family, and he still thinks this is okay to do. There's a lot more.
This is the next step.
Yeah, there's a lot more issue to deal with in this relationship. And I think she realizes like, this relationship is not where I thought it was. And so I have to really look hard in the mirror at this.
Yeah. And Schwartz confirms in his interview, like he has commitment issues.
Oh man.
Which I love terrifying.
Also, Katie told him, I'm sure in plain English, that she didn't want a ring unless it was the ring. And this dude still got a rose gold ring on a string. It wasn't even a normal ring. He put it on a string. Oh no.
I know. Get a nice ass like ruby, you know, like something that doesn't go on an engagement finger. And you can like, do it at a wedding, but just be like, I love you so much. I wanted to give you a present. It's not an engagement ring. I'm not there yet, but I want to give something that shows you I love you.
Ideally, Tom should have just went shopping one day in LA, picked out a nice earrings, a necklace, come home and been like, hey babe, I was thinking about you. Here's some jewelry that's not in a ring box. If I go on a first date with a dude and he pulls out a ring box, I'm immediately like, I don't like this. Don't,
what
just
has this ever happened to you?
I'm just thinking I would never want a ring
first
box
date.
But I'm thinking like anyone that shows up with a ring box, you think it's an engagement ring.
Yeah, but even like earrings, nice ass earring comes in like a box. So that's like true, any box is kind of scary, but
that's true.
Don't make it wedding like. Just tell her you love her with something nice. How about we just stop cheating on her? You know, that'll do it, really.
That's the best. But now we're back at the party. I just want to point out, Kristen is the weirdest dancer. She is like not even dad dancing. She is just straight up
not like my moves. Finger
no,
dance.
It's where she, well, you have a nice little like flow to your move. Like she's stiff and just kind of like,
you got to feel the beat. Like, my dad always taught me at father-daughter dances, you got to feel the beat and it's all in your hips.
Yeah, my family's very musically inclined, so we understand beats. But I had a friend, actually, we went to many a concerts together. This bitch could not clap on the beat, and she could not dance on the beat. She'd always like, and I'd be like, are you okay? Are you having a seizure? And she'd be like, I'm trying. But even when she would dance, she'd be like at high school dances, you know, we used to grind back in the day. This bitch was always off. And I'd be like, I can't even grind to the beat because I'm watching you. And like, I just need to like, excuse myself. I don't understand it.
I love this sidebar.
Okay. Sorry. Tom and Ariano. Wow. Tom feels like he's in a fairy tale. He's the type of dude that he Oh, this is my
dream. The opposite of shorts.
He shows his dude, like anyone at the bar, he'll be like, hey, that's the girl I'm here
that's
with.
That's my girl.
That's my girl. Jax just wants to dance because he's never danced at a wedding before. You know, he's danced at clubs, he's danced at like bars, but he's never danced at a wedding. But unfortunately, Carmen is leaving. Because like leaving she told him. Yeah. And Jax is like, what the fuck? Like, you told me you were staying at the fun house that I told you I got. And Carmen's like, no, I didn't. And then we get a nice flash to when Jack said, hey, I got this receipts. House. Do you want to stay there? And Carmen says, no, because I'm not going to stay the night. So then Jax is like, oh, sorry, I had no idea you were leaving. And Carmen's like, okay.
We talked about it.
Goodbye. So goodbye, Carmen. Hope you had a fun time.
It's weird. Jax, this kind of seems early in my mind. Even like, I know same. She wants to get away from Jax, but like, this seems early. But I guess she's probably same. Driving home.
It sounds like she's driving home. It's 30 minutes away. I didn't really understand the timeline. Mm-mm. Look, when my family, I've only gone to family weddings so far, but my family and I are there till the end. The DJ has to say like last song and we're like,
ah. I want to be there to be kicked out.
Like my dad.
That open bar, like, I will be there until that thing's dry.
My dad is the one that's like, we can't let music go to waste. And so my whole family's bopping. Listen up. I really, another sidebar, we went to my cousin's wedding, who's only like 4 years older than me. So like I could have easily hung out with him and his friends, but I hung out with my younger siblings and my family. We were all over 21. So we were drinking, but man, it was like a Sinéad dance circle. And then like all the young people, but it was like, we were like just killing the game. And it wasn't like hot dancing because we were family. And so we were just like fucking just killing
living
it.
Life, having a great time. Like
Jersey Shore fist pump party. Okay. Sorry. Okay, sidebar, we're going to LA, Stassi's apartment. Marg's with Christina. We talk about Stassi being a margarita mom, virgin margaritas, but margarita mom.
This is my vibe.
This is the vibe. But then we talk about Stassi's bridesmaid. So it was going to be like Katie and Christina, but now Katie's out of it. So now I guess it's Christina and Jen. Beautiful Jen, and Stassi's mom. Personally, I wouldn't want Jen in my bridal party because she's too pretty, but I get it. Ooh. You're out of options.
Well, I mean, Stassi also says, like, she really thought Katie would be in her wedding and be a godmother to her children. Mother. You know, like, she looked ahead and saw Katie in her life, and now, like, she's not around.
So Katie sent Christina a nighttime photo of the venue. Very pretty. They can all agree. Stassi even says that looks like something she would do.
The compliments were flowing. I don't know if it was because of the margaritas or they really liked it.
And then they're like, do we regret being bitches? Because we could have been at this wedding. And then they're like, nah, we're happy. Even though we look like losers. We're like, we're fucking happy.
Which like, I will always take an invite to any wedding.
Same. I don't care if I love you, hate you, support your wedding, deny your wedding.
I've been to somebody's wedding where I'm like, I don't really like that person. But guess what? You're not hanging out with the bride and groom. You're hanging out with your friends. The bride and groom don't have time to hang out with you all night. They have to say hi to you for 5 minutes.
If you don't invite me to your wedding, I actually play a fun game of will this last? So don't piss me off.
Alicia, you're invited to my wedding now.
Will this last? okay. I guess the only person I could play that with would be Mara or Tim. So sad. Usually it's people from high school. Then I'm like, will this last? But whatever. Wedding reception. We're back. Lisa's talking to Danielle, the wedding coordinator. She's like, oh my God, beautiful night, right? And Danielle is currently picking up trash. So she's like, it could be better, but you know, whatever. She doesn't say that, but I got the vibe. And then Lisa spots Katie. This was so staged by producers, but I get it.
100%.
Katie's sitting alone. Danielle gets moved out. Once she picks up the trash in the shot, she is escorted out of the shot. But Lisa sits down. They talk, what's wrong, Katie? And she's just contemplating life. Lisa learns about the ring on a string.
Yikes. This is like, a tough scene. You know, this is where Katie tells us she told Tom to never do that. And Lisa, this is where I'm like, she goes into everything with grace. She's like, I really, really want Katie to get whatever she wants, but I don't want her to have to wait long. So maybe Tom isn't the one.
Lisa even starts crying with Katie, which I was like, oh, my whole heart. Is Tom worth waiting for? And Katie says she's never felt like anyone or felt like herself with anyone but Tom.
Which, and Lisa, this makes me be like, oh my God, I love you too, but like, why can't Tom just be there?
Lisa gives a good piece of advice where she says, either you keep waiting or you turn around and say, this is what I want. And if you're not willing to give it to me, I've got to move on. Which I know we always say like ultimatums never work, but this I think could work because you're choosing yourself. It's not like hey, you have to choose me or someone else.
This person. Yes.
I'm doing what's best for me.
It really isn't a full on ultimatum. Katie's saying, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to go after. And if you're not coming with me, that's your choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Choose between me and someone else.
Yeah.
When you could have both. Like in my mind, that's when people true. Do ultimatums with friends,
it's one it's or
like,
the other.
You can still, you should not make your friends choose another friendship over your, you know, like be in that situation. But when you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. same as your friendships, you can say like, this is, I don't want to like get drunk and go out all night. And if you want that, then that's fine. You move ahead with that.
That's true.
I'm going to stay home. You can do that.
This is very much. Sentence. Yeah. This is very much choosing yourself mm-hmm. and saying you have the option
you want
to come with. And like we said, this would be a great gift. If we were 6 months into the relationship or like a year or you were long distance, literally we had so many options.
Yes.
Katie's patience is almost done and she's got to stick up for herself.
This is Katie. Tough.
I love me some Katie. Okay. So now Kristen, she tells James that she's going to Uber home. James is pissed. He's pissed drunk and he's pissed.
I love James in this moment in a way.
And he even brings up, he's like, this is what you wanted because you can't get over Tom. And Kristen's like,
love super drunk people. Cause Kristen's not, she does not seem very I love really drunk people fighting and trying to make arguments. Cause I do this all the time. I'm the really drunk person trying to fight.
Like no sense.
James wants a fight and Kristen doesn't. And so he's just like, he's trying everything to make a fight.
That's why I was like, this is a drunk person arguing with a sober person. It's just a mess because the sober person's just going to remove themselves.
It's just like, I'm not doing
from
this.
The situation, but the drunk person keeps following you around, which is what James does to Kristen.
Yeah. He just follows her from location to location, trying to like throw digs
yell at
until
her.
She'll fight
I know.
Back.
She's like, Jesus. Hey, Meredith, where the fuck is Danielle, our wedding coordinator?
I don't know, but where's the dollar dance too? The dollar dance.
Everyone's leaving. We haven't danced the right songs. This is not what Sheena wanted. The dollar dance didn't happen. We haven't cut the cake or tossed the bouquet or done the garter. Danielle's busy picking up trash. Where the fuck are you, Danielle? Stop fucking picking up trash and being nice. Figure this shit out.
Again, I feel like some of this, if you just gave a list to the DJ and were like, here are the things that need to happen.
Sheena's
is on the
purse.
DJ.
Where Sheena's purse? I was like, is that Danielle's thing or would
I
guess?
I
don't know.
How also, what's a dollar dance?
I have zero clue. Should I Google it really? What's a dollar
dance? I mean, yeah, Sheena just like rants on this that like all these things didn't happen. And I get this. These are big moments in a wedding that you really do want to happen. I feel like the cutting the cake should have really happened a lot.
This should have happened because now I need a timeline. Like Carmen already left. We haven't cut the cake
time
yet.
Timestamps. I love timestamps in reality TV.
We need timestamps. So it's usually called the money dance. And that is a cultural tradition at many wedding receptions where guests offer the newlyweds money to dance for them or shower the couple with money as they dance.
I just assumed she was trying to be like a stripper. No offense to strippers.
Sheena's just trying to make a buck.
She's trying to pay for this wedding.
Yeah. But Sheena's literally
I've never seen
yelling.
This it's cool yelling if you do it. At, just
I've never seen a dollar.
Personally never seen it.
Sheena is yelling at Danielle. I will say the bouquet toss doesn't really happen till later. And all the weddings I've gone to, it's like the very last thing you do.
Same with the garter
because
thing.
I feel
like those are like when you're drunk.
Yeah. I just know because my ass is usually drunk at these family weddings and my dad's always like, get out there. And I'm like, no. Dad's
I agree.
Not gonna see me catch
and I feel like cutting the cake happens right after the first dance because it's like, let's just get this over with.
Yeah. So I don't know what the fuck's happening. I don't fully think it's on Danielle. I also don't know who else it would be on though. So
I know.
Whatever. Who cares? But Meanwhile, Kristen's also trying to leave. She's one of the many guests that are leaving. Trevor's going with her, the trainer. Max is telling Max, Todd, he's given Lisa's son,
James a pep talk, if I've ever seen one.
He's basically like, if you love her, you need to go after her and make out or make up with her. Maybe make out, make with out. Her, whatever you want to do. Even Max is like, you need to apologize. I feel like this is very Ken and Lisa, where it's like, even he's if like, you're not wrong, but yeah, you love her, yeah. Just apologize.
Apologize. It'll make everything better. Oh my God. I want more Max in this show.
Oh, I love Max. Jax is trying to hit on, really quick, this is our 90-second clip. Jax is trying to hit on Hot Stacy from the Hills, the bartender, and asks, like, these two so other bad. Girls, they're like, hey, is Stacy single? And these girls are like, no, she's married. Also, we were in her wedding. Because, you know, your bridesmaids are supposed to be the ones that, like, help you get through, you know, the hard times. So these bridesmaids are like, please don't break up this wedding. So then Jax is talking to Stacy and was clearly into her. And then was like, I like big boobs and a big butt, you know, big girls. And Stacy's like, are you calling me big? And Jax is like,
backpedaling.
No. I didn't mean big. I just don't like really,
skinny.
I don't like model types. And Stacy's like, oh, it just gets worse. I love Stacy.
Jack's trying to dig himself out of this grave. It's like, no. He's like, instead of just defending, like, no, I really love, like, you know, like I all love the curves. I love it's like, no, curves. I don't like skinny. I don't like models. I don't like I don't models. Like, I don't like pretty oh. girls.
She's like, just thank God she's fucking married.
Again, Jax's playbook. Don't use it.
It's bad. Okay, so now go back to James. He's chasing Kristen out of the reception. But instead of apologizing, he yells, you treat me with zero respect, like a fucking boy toy.
Which is true, in my mind.
We were close to an apology. We just didn't make it. I think he heard, like, Max say, if you love her, apologize. And James is like, I don't, so I'm just going to yell obscene things at her.
In my mind, I'm sure he got up and started walking and thinking, I'm going to apologize. And then saw her with Trevor, and it's like, fuck you.
So James is basically in Kristen's face. Trevor tells him to stop. Then James gets into Trevor's face, which I was like, big mistake, man. Trevor's huge. So James then goes back to Kristen. He's super rude. He's saying any mean thing he can. Kristen again, being sober, is trying to walk away from the situation, but James keeps following her.
He's screaming, then, you're so unmanageable. That's why you can't find anyone to love you or marry you.
We're done, Kristen, because you're fucking unmanageable. I wrote that down too. The way he said it was very high. And like in the British, I was like, unmanageable. Like, I love that. You're unmanageable.
I love
it's not even unmanageable. So it's unmanageable. And when I wrote it down, I was like, I wonder if this is going to be an incorrect word, but it's a very correct word. I didn't get the spell check line. You're unmanageable.
I've been James. I have been there. I'm that moment often.
I'm such a good drunk. I cannot stress enough what a good drunk I am. I cannot stress enough.
Sometimes you just gotta go off and it's really enjoyable.
Next time
when you have like a Kristen who's like not as drunk and doesn't want to fight with you.
You're gonna come visit me in New York and I'm just gonna yell at you, you're manageable, even when you're not, just to get you hyped up to drink more.
I'm gonna just be like walking across the street and you're just gonna be manageable. Screaming at me.
So then, yeah, James is just, he's going up to Kristen. He's yelling at him or yelling at her. She's telling him to get away.
He's like, how can you do this to me?
She starts to walk away and he grabs her, to which she punches him square in the face. This was the best hit punch. Like, she hit her target so perfectly. I cannot stress enough how perfect that location of the fist went.
Right to the cheek.
I don't blame Kristen. I would have punched James too. I would have punched you square in the face.
I would have. I didn't. It's hard to see him grab her because you get his back and her front, so it's hard to like fully see.
It's not
so,
like, a it's full kind of always grab.
A shot. No, it's like a. It's like a stop moving. It's.
I
it's
think
not like
when
a,
you're. I think when you're that pissed, you openly say, "Don't touch me! Like, get away from me!" Absolutely. Kristen obviously does not have the best hold on her emotions, and so He
and
grabbed
his grab
her and
isn't like
she,
a
no, it's
forceful
not a
mean.
hard
It's like,
grab.
stop
He
moving. I'm trying
touched,
to talk to
he could
you.
have breathed on her wrong and she would have
Oh.
punched him in the face. And I still wouldn't blame her. Like, fuck
No,
yeah,
oh no.
punch
I
him,
this
slam
where this
him.
evening's
Because
at, I get this.
that gets James to finally fucking leave. So we are successful. Meanwhile, this is all happening in the back. Meanwhile, Jax brings Lisa a cocktail, and Jax, he's obsessed with weddings. He loves weddings. He has
First
a
one, and
heart.
he's addicted.
He loves weddings. He's flirting with Lisa a little bit because she, you know, she is the boss and she's married. So it's like a chase, and he
And
loves
he's also
that.
struck out everywhere else at
Yeah,
this
he
wedding.
cannot get a, even Lisa's like, there's a million bridesmaids, and he's like, they're all married. And she's like, oh, sucks.
Well, this, I thought, okay, A, I think this is kind of cute, this like flirting scene. Lisa like loves to flirt with the staff in like a cute
Yes.
way. But him saying like, because yeah, she brings up married people and he's like, I mean, they are like the ultimate
The
challenge, you
goal,
know, like a
yeah.
married person. And Lisa's like, what? And he, she's like,
Ew.
and she's like, well, like, who are you eyeing? He's like, you.
And she's like, oh my God, I would never. And he's like, Ken's away. All I need is 10 minutes. And she's like, in your, not even in your dreams, sir, get away from me.
This is a fun, cute band. I see, this is where like Jax is cute. Like, it's a cute banter in my mind.
It's a
He does have
cute
some
bit.
good game when he's not truly trying.
Yeah. It's when he's not truly trying that he's okay.
He's like in his natural habitat, just shoot the shit. Like when he's behind the bar, he has some like good game.
Yeah, it's because he can't leave. It's not, I get this. I have great game when it amounts to nothing. Do you know how good I
That's
am with
true.
flirting with my friends' boyfriends? I'm awesome. It's lit. I'll
Or
be
when you're
like,
not into someone, it's like, but they're
oh, it's
into, or like flirting with you, you're
amazing.
like, let's just do
Oh,
it.
100%. I have one friend who's like, I hang out with her and her boyfriend. I third wheel all the time. And he'll look at me and be like, hey, Alicia. And I'll be like, oh my God, are we going
What's
home
up?
together? Is this a threesome? And he'll be like, ha. And I'll be like, ha. But like, it never happens. And it's just funny.
Love that.
So now we have our Tom Sandoval dance break. This is my new bit. Tom Sandoval dance break.
He
Kill it.
is living
Kill
his
it.
best life. He's got his gorgeous girl Ariana. He's got his dance floor.
This
He's
dude
the king
knows
of
how
this
to
wedding.
bust a move. Okay. This is the dude that you marry and you have a choreographed wedding dance to. This
Yes.
is that dude.
Maybe that's why Ariana doesn't want to get married.
Ariana is not that girl. So if Sheena and
No.
Ton Sandoval ever get married, that's the move. They can choreograph. Sheena, though, ugh, poor Sheena. She's pissed. She never ate her food. She starts crying because her wedding timeline is fucked. And Ariana,
The queen of all
it's she.
friends.
She's like, dude, no one noticed. Like, everyone's having a lit ass time.
No,
Like,
she,
no one.
this is the hype, like the good friend where it's like,
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying and I'm so sorry that's happening. Like,
Yeah.
I know you had your timeline, but nobody else knew. Everybody loves this day.
Sheena wanted the real, and I think in a way it this was like 2014, 15-ish. So it helps that like we don't have traditional weddings anymore. It's kind of like all over the place. But Sheena wanted the traditional wedding where everyone watches her cut the cake and dance and like do the garter and the bouquet. And
And I think she
Ariana's
wanted the
like,
photos of it too, if you
yeah,
think about
the
like.
pictures and the perfection. And Ariana's like, this is amazing. She's the perfect friend. She's like, this was amazing. Everyone's having such a fun time. No one knows. No one
No,
knows. We're
because
all,
think
one
nobody
of these,
goes home. I
no
mean,
one does know.
minus the cake. Nobody goes home and is like, shoot, I didn't, what happened to that bouquet?
Okay, even though I know, I remember the bouquet all the time because my dad's always like,
Yeah,
get out
but
there.
if
But
you
I
if
don't
it didn't
remember who
happen, you wouldn't be
catches
like,
it.
where was it?
I don't think I remember one garter. I don't remember the cake cut. I just remember cake showing up in front of me.
Yes,
Like
yes.
who the fuck
It's not like
cares?
you're like, man, I didn't see that cake being cut. It's like,
Who
damn, I
gives a
didn't get any
fuck?
cake at the end of the
I didn't
night.
get any cake, but there's a whole cake for me at the end. That's even better. Stop cutting your cakes. Give me the whole cake. So they decide to cheers to the amazing Sheena Shea and go fucking dance because Ariana is the queen of this wedding. I'm sorry, Sheena, you're the princess, but Ariana's kind of the queen of the wedding. She's killing
She's
it.
killing it.
So we get another Tom Sandoval dance break with other people, but mainly Tom Sandoval killing it. We're gonna let loose, have fun. We do the bouquet. Danny, the
We get it
server,
all.
catches it. Woo! Peter dances with Vale. Katie is back with no tears in her eyes, and she's dancing with Tom. She's even in the fountain a little bit.
Okay, was she wearing a jumpsuit?
I think so. I think it was okay. A very cute jumpsuit.
Because it looked like all a dress of a sudden was in pants. Earlier.
She had pants. Yes.
In the fountain, I was like, oh, she's holding her dress. And pants. Then I was like, no, she has pants on right now.
James is also back. He tells Sandoval that Kristen punched him in the face. And Sandoval's like, better you than me.
Yeah.
But James then, still of loves course, her.
Yeah. He's like, but I mean, and giving all the excuses. And Sandoval's like, no, no, no. No excuses. Let's have a night. You're sleeping at the bungalow.
And this is when we have cute Tom and Ariana moment, because Tom says he is so happy because he realizes this will never be him and Ariana. Yeah. Beautiful.
And then during the dance saga, we like get them making out on the dance floor. And I was like, thank God Kristen's not here for this.
Oh my God. She would have died. But then we're at the bar and it's like Jax, Katie, Tom Sandoval, and Ariana. And Tom Sandoval is so happy. He says every time he wants to go on vacation, he just looks into Ariana's eyes.
Well, Jax asked him, he said, how happy are you? And Katie said, just look at him. Look how happy he is.
Just looks in her. Listen, I'm not one for cheesy ass lines, but I'm into these cheesy ass lines because, okay. Also, I like weirdly paused at right after he said that. And Jax's face is just pure. Like, this is bullshit. What he's saying.
Really?
But Katie ate it up. Her face was
Katie
like,
fucking got a ring on a string.
Her face was so into it. Ariana also eats it up. Ariana thing, says,
I don't mind it because it's true. Like, he's speaking from his heart. He's not spewing bullshit and giving a ring on a string like Schwartz is right now.
With Ariana, he just doesn't have to question anything because he's fucking in love with her. And then they kiss. And then Ariana says she's never been into marriage, but Tom's the closest she's ever been to it.
Which I actually, like, that kind of sounds like a backhand, or not a backhanded compliment, but like, marriage isn't her thing, but even her saying like, I would even think about doing it, where before she would never have thought about it.
I liked it. I liked it because I'm not really into marriage, but this melted my cold black heart into a million pieces.
They're so cute.
It's red and squishy now.
It's like you're the Grinch. Your heart's grown six times its size. Oh,
my heart. Lisa and Ken check in with the happy couple and they say bye. Ken says bye-bye. And I could not stop laughing for a good 2 minutes. But Sheena did it. She pulled off a princess wedding on a waitress salary. Sheena and Shay are stuck together forever. Plus the settlement. And then we get the DJ. Just please don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! So we go back to the suite to party a little. Katie's really happy. She decided to let go of all the negative energy in her life. And now look, she's at this amazing wedding. She's so happy. She's having so much fun.
Thank God she didn't let Stassi kind of ruin that way for her.
Hey, where's Kristen?
Huh, I don't know. James? Where's Kristen?
James updates Sheena that he got punched in the face and dumped. And Sheena's like, she loves the drama. She's like, oh my God, like, my wedding. No one knew, but my wedding was actually a mess, but this is better. I'm so happy. Well,
this was perfect timing, I think, because A, Sheena should be drunk, and B, the wedding itself is over. Let her, she does love the drama. So like, give her the drama afterwards. In my mind, this was timed perfectly.
This was awesome. But then James says he deserved the punch. But and he cares so much. Listen, he did deserve the punch, but he should stop caring.
But he shouldn't say that. Like, I don't think he should be like, oh, I really deserve to be punched. I don't think Kristen did a bad thing by punching him, but I don't think he should be sitting there being like, I should have been punched.
Agreed.
He's saying that because he wants to be with Kristen.
She must have a vagina of gold. I swear to God.
He has like Stockholm syndrome.
Well, Jax went back twice. Tom stayed for like 6 years. James just gets punched in the face and still needs to come back. This bitch got a vagina of gold. I don't know. But fuck it. James is 21. He's young. He's hot. He's awesome. Let's fucking drink. Mm-hmm. And then Sheena does a fun, hey, husband.
Oh my God.
There's only one husband. But
that's so annoying.
Next morning, 8:30 a.m., the dance floor is being disassembled. Sheena and Shay wake up together. Sheena wakes up with cakes of makeup on her face. My God, my eyes itched watching this. I I cannot sleep with makeup on my face. I had to rub my
eyes.
Oh,
I do all the time. It's so bad.
No, I can't do it. I will get extremely blacked out, hammered, and still somehow wipe the makeup off my face.
Damn, I never do. That's why I like summer, because I don't wear foundation.
I have makeup wipes right next to my table, like my bedside table, just in case. I cannot, but it's fine. Sheena wakes up. Shay is kind of up, but he's not speaking English, so Sheena's not going to get him up.
In theory, has woken up from sleep, but has not gotten up.
Yes. So Sheena goes out to the, living room-ish area. She has a cleaning order. The place needs to be spotless by noon or she's getting billed. So
this is fucking wild. 3 hours. I've never heard of this.
This is insane. She should have just hired a cleaning crew. But Tom, Ariana, other Tom, Katie, Jack
shows up.
I know. We're all here to help. We can't believe James and Kristen threw punches. Fuck Kristen. She's never invited to anything ever again.
Here's my one thing. Sheena says, I can't believe this happened at my wedding. And I'm like, you didn't even know it happened.
Yeah, it like wasn't a big deal.
But she made it a big deal the next day. I'm like, no, this didn't ruin your wedding. And this wasn't like, Kristen said she wanted to fly under the radar. And I think she did.
Mm-hmm, same.
This happened in the parking lot and no one else knew.
Only Trevor was there.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Trevor didn't care.
And only then when James came back, only Sandoval knew. And then everybody knew once they were in the bungalow.
Yeah, it was fine. She's a loose cannon, but she was a loose cannon privately. And James deserved it.
Which I think is excellent. I would say hats off to her.
10 out of 10, Kristen. But we need to clean the fountain. So we all go out. And we all pick flowers and shit out of the fountain. Jax eats like a breakfast claw or something that was on the ground, but he eats it anyway. And then we relive Sheena. She got married. She's having a beer and candy for breakfast.
Dancing on a fountain.
We have a slow clap and we fade out. Beautiful. Okay, next time on Vanderpump Rules. Kristen is still talking about Tom. Tom asks Jax not to say anything to Kristen. James is upset Kristen's talking about and to Tom. Kristen needs Stassi's help to get Jax to tell the truth about Tom. Kristen is still on Tom about Miami. Kristen cries about Tom. Basically, Kristen still loves Tom. So next episode is going to be the roughest one in the whole entire world because it has one storyline that I hate.
Tom and Kristen. Tom or Kristen obsessed with Tom.
Okay. Accepted and blocked. Let's do it.
I am ready.
Are you? You go first with whatever one you want.
I want to do accepted because I'm really thrilled. Do it. Already did the happy couple last time. So don't just kind of auto get my.
Sheena was a month. She was a bridezilla. So it's fine.
Honestly. I'm accepting Sandoval. He is just living it up on that dance floor.
Love.
Living his best life. He's first to get food. Doesn't have to sit next to Kristen. And gets to see his vacation in his woman's eyes.
I also loved this. But I'm going to pick Ariana. I was between the two. Listen, she had the best entrance in the wedding. She got to hang out with her man. She got to watch her man kill it on the dance floor. Her man's totally in love with her. She is where every girl wishes they were on her wedding day, and it's not even her wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Killing it, murdering it.
And she was a great best friend.
She was a great best friend. She really
without even having to deal with like, if like Sheena was sobbing, I'd be like, man, that really sucks. But she was just like, no, we're having a great time, Sheena.
No one knows that. Oh my God, I love.
We're having fun. We're having fun.
Okay, blocked. God, the list goes on and on.
This one's harder. I have one listed, but I don't really like my answer anymore, so I'm switching it. I am blocking.
Okay, can you tell me who it was? Wait, tell me who you were gonna.
Going to be not. James, but I just am not really interested in that anymore. I'm blocking Schwartz. That fucking ring on string is all I have to say. That whole scenario, just, I'm out.
Do you hate it?
I fucking hate it. If somebody did that to me, I would punch him in the face like Kristen punched James. Fuck
did
no.
You hate it? I love that that's what Tom's first reaction is do you hate
do
it?
Do you hate it? And it's like,
yes, yes, idiot.
I'm sorry, is my face not obvious enough that I hate it?
Dumbass. Yeah, 100%. Okay, though I want to block Schwartz, I'm going to block Jax. I'm so sorry. It's not even he had a bad episode. It's just that he's a fucking idiot. Like, he, this dude with Carmen just cannot get it right. With Stacey, just cannot get it right.
And the fact he's never been to a wedding before.
He's never been to a wedding. He brought a veil to Carmen and then proceeded to try and kiss her, which was just not the move.
Forcefully kiss her.
He looked veil up and down right next to Carmen. He then forgot Carmen specifically told him in plain English that she was not going to stay the night. And he didn't remember that. And then he struck out with Stacey and called her a big girl. It was just bad. It was entertaining. It was just bad. This dude just cannot catch a break in my book. Oh, it was awesome.
All on his own doing, too. It's not like he was just like trying hard and was giving the right moves and everybody was shutting him down.
Awesome. It was just awesome.
Well, that's our show, folks.
Wow. Well, remember to follow us on Instagram, join our Facebook group, patreon.com/vanderpasta, and we love you more than a bottle of vodka.